Welcome back. Classic Bowl 34 boys basketball game, and the football guys desperately want to play. Jaden Hall's out there now. As it's hard for them to sit over there and not be participating in this, I imagine. But
yeah, you know how it goes with athletes. They see other athletes competing, then they get a little antsy. They go, I don't know if I can sit here the entire time. The girls that have already played that over there are like, hey, I'm over it.
They're
tired. I've done my game, yeah.
Last night, girls game, two great games. Naomi Aragonius won MVP from Guyman, and Jaden Watkins from Visine, the MVP of the other game. And that was a great atmosphere here. And we're rocking here right now, 49-45, red team in front of the white squad, Coach Hardaway's red squad. Your leading scorers so far, Austin Frazier has 8, 1 valedictorian with 8. 7 for Nathan Raleigh, 4 for Caleb Arthod. Jackson Crumley has 4. Aiden Johnston has 7, the guard for Wolverine. Jake Meade with 4, or 5 rather. Adrian Gonzalez with 2. And Cameron Smith, the other Covington Douglas Wildcat, has 4 points as well. So that is your total for Team Red. For the white squad, Coach Reed's white team, Chase Davis leads with 9. Timmy Perry with 9, all on 3s, and all of them pretty much in that first 5 minutes.
He gathered his brother up and deep.
Is 7 for Solomon Bishop, who has a couple fouls as well. Peyton Hughes has a 3. Kamani Martin with 2. Theron Weedle with 2. Jasper Carter with 2. Blake Stone with 3. Keegan Armas 2. And Christian Tarango Mir with the fan squad with 2. Also Evan Endress with 3 as well. So spreading it around on white. And Team Red getting a lot of scoring here from Johnston and Frazier in the early goings. And Raleigh, who stepped in there and made some nice buckets there for the red team.
Yeah, now let's see what the second half brings, Trent, because they got all the energy out. You know, we talk about the tired legs. Let's see how good they really are now here in the second half on some of that conditioning.
It's a second five, really, for both squads. So Meade will be out there. Gonzalez is out there. Menem, Oaks. Looks like Crumley's back on the floor for Team Red, and they're going to flip-flop sides here. Red team will inbound it, leading by 4. Getting ready for the second half. And Crumley's with his coach there, that he's one of his coaches, his defensive coordinator, who's the referee.
Tried to offer
football
him a handshake,
coach.
Turned it down.
Yeah, 49-45. Here we go. Gonzalez going to pull up from half court. First play in, and he airballed it.
I think they drew that
up. They drew up an open look for the duster, and he's well off the mark. Hughes now, Peyton Hughes back on the floor. We'll put it over to Perry. He's going to shoot it from the Boomer logo. And now we're just in a three-point heaving contest, and that's going to miss.
It was a bit of a heave. It was deep, and he threw it long. That's kind of spread.
As the game goes on, that's only going to get worse. It's hoisting them up from the logos. Crumley from the wing, a little crossover. Back the other way, gives it up to Meade. Got Endress on him, back up to Oaks. Oaks to Jake Meade, hand in his face. It's his teammate. That won't fall, and a rebound. Back we go the other way. That's Jasper Carter. Carter got a couple points. Nice slip pass inside to Perry. Good cut underneath, and that's 2 more for Timmy Perry, who's got 11 and leads all scorers on Team White. Other way, 3, Gonzalez. This time a lot closer, but that one won't miss. Baseball pass, other end to Perry, trying to track it down too hard as Carter was trying to throw a touchdown pass. He said, my bad.
It had the length, but we ran out of room.
Ben Perry said, yeah, you overthrew me. 49-47 red, 2-point lead. They've got the ball up by 2. Gunner Oaks from the elbow, underneath handoff. Gonzalez slashes his way inside, right hand up, won't fall. Rebound by Hughes. Quickly ahead to Coronado, but stolen away from Jake Meade. Good hustle by 44. And he flips it over to Oaks. Oaks, he'll try a 3. Why not? Everyone else has, and that's going to be off. He's going to get his own rebound, though, not boxed out. And the follow-up for Gunner Oaks goes down. He's on the board with 2.
Why make the open 3 when you kind of lean into one and bank it?
The red team looks like they're trying to get everyone on the board. That's what you like there. They trail, though, or they lead, or I'm sorry, they lead, rather, 51-47. Quick 3. Perry drops down again. Timmy Perry unconscious right now, 14.
Give him the microwave. Needs one shot, he's hot.
49-51. The answer, Menem won't fall. No one boxed out Gonzalez. He gets the rebound. Pump fake. Takes it up, under, and in.
Got Hughes to fly by.
53-50 red. White with the ball, trying to tie it up here. Coronado spinning his way, trying to find some space. Nowhere to go on Crumley on him. Now Menem. Garden off the miss there. Garden Carter. That won't go. And rebound, Jackson Crumley. A red tornado. Drive, Oaks, back to Crumley. He's going to shoot a 3. He's Open look, won't fall for him. Fight for the rebound by Endress. Tried to save it and flipped it right back to Menem. Did not do it. He goes back out to Meade. Corner three, right side, off long. Rebound again by Menem. Got a couple rebounds in a row. He's going to take it right back up. That won't fall. Gonzalez put back, won't go. Crumley's tip won't go. Gonzalez gets it again. Back out to Menem. He's going to step back. No three to Gonzalez. Shows ball. Gets in the paint. Weaves his way and switches hands. Right hand won't drop. And a lot of point blank looks for Red. Won't fall. Coronado trying to tie up for Team White. Down three. Ooh, back out. No one's going to come get Carter. He can hit that. He's wide open, but that's going to be long. Rebound Crumley. Crumley with a three-on-two, pushing the pace into the paint, hands it off. Gonzalez, great pass, and drops it down off the assist from Jackson Crumley. It's a five-point lead for Red with 6:45 to go.
Yeah, just easy little dump off there for Crumley.
Perry to the rack. Oh, that altered by Crumley. Nice defense. Jackson Crumley's played nice defense tonight.
He's an athlete, Trent. Straight up.
Quick shot, top of the key. That won't go. You're going to keep hearing me say that. Three, don't go. Perry. That time right at Crumley. He didn't even raise his hands. Just his presence forced the shot missed by Perry. Red with the basketball and a five-point lead. Right to left, they're going. Meade, free throw line, back out. Gonzalez, wing three, and that goes down for him. He missed a couple that were real close. That time he stepped back for three and drained it. And Adrian Gonzalez with nine. Long three, Perry, your leading scorer right now. That's no good. Hughes tracks it down. And Peyton with Oaks on him. Step back, slip pass inside. Perry up underneath, left hand, and goes down. Timmy Perry, 16 points of the 52 white points.
And has all seven of the white points here in the second half so far.
58, 52 red off, fade away there off the mark by Gonzalez. Endress ahead. Coronado slow, fouled from behind, and Crumley was going for a block, and he gave the ref a look, but there's no way that was clean.
Yeah, well,
all body.
He touched the ball at first. It was a follow through the guy, Trent. Slapped down
really
on Coronado there.
Leveling him into the, he's getting a good laugh out of leveling him into the boomer wagon was what did it. Coronado's going to go to the free throw line. Crumley's going to pick up the foul. Coach Gary Wallace said of Coronado, he's a hard worker who plays three different positions.
Yeah, Trent was really, you know, a guy
that,
free throw. Did it all. I mean, whenever they needed clutch buckets, whenever they needed tough, you know, buckets, it was Coronado. Good defender as well.
Missed the second one. He also said something very nice. Said he deserves all the accomplishments he gets.
Yeah.
Nice sentiment there for Mr. Coronado. Drive baseline, fake spin move is Menem. He's at the right block. Got to give it up. Gives it up to Crumley. Goes right back there and hits it. And Jackson Crumley is really playing a nice game for Team Red. He doesn't have that many points. That's only six.
Yeah, but he's in control of things out there, it seems like.
60-53, step back three, won't go for Carter. Hughes, rebound, back outside Endress for three, that won't fall. Rebound Coronado, back up, in and out on him, and Crumley with the board. Long pass, and too long, goes over Jake Meade's head, and there's going to be a substitution with this media timeout. 15 minutes remaining, red team leads the white team 60-53. You're listening to Classic Bowl 34 on K101.
Your ag operation is unique, and dealing with the right lender who can think like a borrower is key when searching for an ag loan. At Bank 7, their experienced ag lenders make it easy for you to secure a variable or fixed rate real estate loan, obtain equipment or livestock lines of credit, or FSA and other government guaranteed loans. For more info, go to bank7.com or call 580-254-0100 and speak with a business lender today. Bank 7, where their best investment is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back. Classic Bowl 34, XXXIV. This is the Roman numeral, 60-53, red team in front of the white team. Red team coach Hardaway's squad from Cashin. White team coach Fletcher Reed from Garber. These two coaches, a very successful season. You know, when I kind of asked everybody what the game plan was, it was have fun, was the general consensus.
I mean, they set some stuff up. I've seen Coach Reed call out a couple of times, box and some other things.
Some inbound plays and some sideline plays. And I wonder if anyone – I mean, it looked like the play at the very start of the half where Gonzalez just heaved it up from the boomer W was a called play.
Can we really call that a play? I mean, it's kind of just –
it's one strategy. You don't have to go with it.
Fair enough.
But it's legal. Our thought, back in the game, they'll flip it out. That's a long one from Raleigh, and he tried a long three.
Had the
back comes
Team
White. Underneath, ball fake by Meyer. Back up and in, and down it goes. 4-2. or Mir. Tarango Mir with two is his fan club with a nice cheer. And that's going to be a three there by Stover. Braden Stover with a miss. Arthod turns, shoots, won't drop. Fight for the board underneath and a rebound. Team White is down five, needing a bucket. A little hesitation dribble there by Snowden. Blake Snowden back outside. Weedle, Theron from the mid post and forgets the floater to fall, and he can really light it up. And that one drops for him. Theron Weedle averaged 19 a game, 7 boards a game at Medicine Lodge. 4 assists and a steal and a half. White off the steal the other way. Chance to tie it for 3. That bounces out. Tipped by Mir. Goes right back to Weedle. Off the miss there by Snowden. Weedle into the paint. Tried to change directions. It's tipped. Did it go off of him? No. That looks like it was going to be off of Thad Terrell.
Yeah, Terrell there with a solid strip. Just recognized the move and took it away.
Wacomas Chieftain. 14-10 this season was Wacomas. Schreiner from Goodwell hands it back off to Snowden. Blake Snowden. And that goes back to Armas. Swings it around. Mir in front of his fan club. Roof would have come off. He'd have made it. And a rebound, though, by Arthod. It tripped away and stolen. Goes off the foot of Arthod. Nice hands there by Snowden. Saves the possession for Team White, who can still tie here with 13-33.
Arthod laughing about it a bit. You know, tell him, hey, you got me on that one.
This is gave him a taste of his own medicine. He's been doing that all night. Bounce pass, the block, back out to Armas. The Wildcat with a hand in his face, his teammate's hand in his face in the miss, but Arthod with the rebound. Forward ahead and swatted by Armas. Goes over to Raleigh. Shot fake. Into the paint. Won't go. Tipped. Tipped again. Tipped one more time. And White comes away with it. Still down 3. 13-11 remaining. Snowden playing the point. Behind the back pass. Oh, and Mir cut in, and Snowden thought he was going to stay outside, and that was going out of bounds. And back the other way, we're going to go with Team Red.
Beautiful pass, too. Just the miscommunication there.
I mean, and that's obviously going to happen.
Yeah,
Looking at got a bunch of guys who never play together. In fact, the guy you know best is on the other team. Blocked. Armas blocked Arthod's three. Probably seen that a quadrillion times in practice.
No doubt.
Schreiner to the corner. Mir. Nice base pass. Pass down the baseline, but a missed three by Armas. Stover back the other way. Raleigh breakaway to the rack. Left-handed. Good. And Raleigh's got 9 for the Mustang. 62-57 red team. 5-point lead, 12:35 to go. White with a basketball. Going left to right here. Snowden behind the back, in front of the back, behind the back, and stolen away by Arthod. And now quickly the other way. Stover leaks down. No one found him. Right hand and in for Braden Stover, who gets on the board.
So I think Red's down to just a couple players of not getting on the board yet. We'll see if we can get them.
In the paint, Schreiner poked away. Goes right ahead to Duffy. Duffy, other way. Stover, tipped. Goes Stover, regathers it. Misses the point-blank bunny on the left side. And coming down with it is Mir. Tarango Mir weaving his way inside. No one stopped him, but that's blocked underneath. Waiting on him down there was Thad Terrell. Pass right back to Arthod, and couldn't hang on. Right idea by Raleigh, and another steal. 11:48 to go, 64-57 red. White with the ball, lob underneath. And Theron Weedle elects not to shoot it. Now he is going to shoot it from the elbow and going to come up short. A little bit of a herky-jerky shot there, and tries to poke it away behind Arthod, but Arthod keeps the possession. Underneath the Raleigh, shot fake, takes it up, left hand. That won't drop. Rebound underneath, back and in for Stover, who's coming alive on the boards here with 4.
Red starting to get some space, Trent. Don't look now. They're up by 9.
Bounce pass, baseline, floater won't fall. Schreiner can't get on the board there. And Vance with some funky shorts.
Different shorts out there for sure.
Different colors. Fadeaway, deep fadeaway. That won't drop there for Terrell.
Not quite watermelon on the shorts. What would we call that?
That looks like a sea green.
Yeah, there we go.
Schreiner dropping the baseline. Oh, he hit that one. Whatever they are, they worked that time. Long 12-footer falls for Schreiner.
Just for those that did not see it, Trent's wife, who was sitting next to him, shot him a look. She is a fashion expert, so she did not agree with the color call.
Color's not my expertise. long three by Stover won't fall. 66-59. Red team stolen away by Arthod underneath. Takes it back. It's blocked from behind. Shot fake back up. That won't go. Gets it again and finally gets the foul. And Snowden down there. Trying to keep him from scoring. It's going to put Arthod at the line. And that foul actually will be charged, it looks like, to Keegan Armas. Free throw won't drop for Mr. Arthod.
Can't believe it. I can't believe it.
And Caleb, Coach Cabrelli said he has one of the best shots I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah. When he gets going in a rhythm, it is something to behold.
Arthod hits a second one. 67-59. Quick pass underneath. Left hand off the glass and drops again. And Schreiner scores again. Quick pass back goes the other way. Goes Team White, keeping it close. Down 6, 10-15 remaining. Raleigh with the basketball. Over to Arthod. Long three for Caleb.
Got blocked.
And a piece of it by Armas again with those long arms. Gets a piece of that one. 3 seconds, crossover. Weedle to the rack. Dipsy-doo move won't fall for him. Tipped around. Rebound underneath by Snowden. That won't fall. Armas gets it. And Arthod thought about heaving it down the floor, but he kept possession. That's going to be it for that squad. We're going to bring in a new five here and take a media timeout. Red team leads 67-61, 9:56 remaining. It's Classic Bowl 34 on K101.
Join White's Welding LLC and K101 in helping support the first annual Team Lane Poker Run. The run takes place Saturday, June 25th, and features a 115-mile route on county roads and side-by-sides, trucks, and jeeps that all begins and ends at White's Welding. After the run, enjoy Cooper's Barbecue, axe throwing, and live music from Panhandle Dirt. Entry is $35 per player and $10 for ages 15 and under, plus a $50 registration gets you a Team Lane t-shirt until June 1st. All proceeds will go towards Team Lane, which is organized to benefit 10-year-old Lane Oaks. To donate or register, contact Nathan for more info at 580-744-0163 or email teamlane11@yahoo.com.
Back here, Classic Bowl 34, 6-point game, good one. In terms of that's close, it feels sloppy lately, but it's close. 9:56 remaining, 67-61 as Coach Hardaway's Red Squad in front. They at the half, they were up by 4. They now lead by 6, so it's been pretty tightly contested since halftime. Only 2 points separate the two squads after the half. And Jonah Jenkins, or Austin Frazier, rather, going to be guarded by Jonah Jenkins with the ball. They switch. Davis switches on to Frazier. Frazier, Davis in his face, drops it into the post. Smith, big guy, turns on Jenkins, won't go. Jonah Jenkins holding his own down there.
Yeah, hold up to the bigger.
Bishop kicks it back out to Davis. He'll try a three, rattles out, and a rebound underneath the hoop by Cameron Smith. And now Perry, John Perry, with the basketball for Team Red. Bounce pass, post, Smith, Davis on his back, tries to back him in, spins to the left, shoots with the right, the shot won't fall. Davis with the board. And Chase Davis, Rainey comes out to get him. Crossover by Chase, behind the back by Chase, another behind the back. Rainey on him, and Rainey steals it away. Good defense by Vance Rainey, gets a bounce pass forward. Nobody there, and Rainey with up and in. Defense leading to offense for Vance, who's got 7. 69-61 Red Squad, 9 minutes to play. Jenkins thought about that three. Gives it up to Kamonte Martin. Wheeler Mustang drives on Perry. Kick outside. Davis, another three. Likes that spot, and that time it dropped for him. He's got such a smooth release. He's got 12.
Well, and it's not your traditional high. It's like the Kevin Martin, you know, type of hip release.
Oh, I know the Kevin Martin release. I played against him in high school.
Yeah, there we go.
No joke. Left down to the block. Spin move. Shot there by Smith, who knocks it in. And that time you see the post moves of Cameron Smith. 12.4 a game for the Wildcats. Quick three. No one came out and got Jonah Jenkins. It's going to bounce once and drop down. And they're going to wave it off because it hit the scoreboard. And the benches are furious. Not like it.
The football guys.
Coach Radford is not popular right now.
Hey, he said, hey, what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
71-64, Red in front, 8:15, and some new bodies coming out here. Quick switch, Crumley. It's going to be a difference maker for the Red team. Going to be back out there. Brady Menem on the floor, Jake Mee, Gonzalez, and Oaks. And you can see the strategy for Coach Hardaway. Pretty much playing a different five each time, the same groups. Nice crossover by Gonzalez to the rack, right hand, and gets it to go.
Yeah.
Nice move by Gonzalez, who doesn't look like he'd be that quick, but he's been taking some people off the dribble.
He's got 9 in the second half, 14 for the game. Starting to light it up.
Game for the Duster. Got the Bishop. Crossover. Another one. Another one on Crumley. Bishop right at Crumley, who swats it back at me. Jackson Crumley. Nice slip pass underneath the Oaks, who couldn't handle it. And Crumley coming to play. they played the best defense of anybody on the floor tonight.
He's ready for any and all challengers come at him.
73-64. Jenkins takes it at him and takes it at Oaks, who's going to get charged with a foul. He's going to put Jenkins at the free throw line. And that'll be Gunnar Oaks' first foul. And Jonah going to go to the line. One of five valedictorians for Cashin, according to my notes. Small school West 2A All-Stater. One of the best point guards in the state in any class, and Coach Hardaway emphasized that. And that is a free throw drops there for Jonah.
His first point of the night.
First score, hard to believe. More of a distributor.
Exactly.
Again, Jonah going to Southwestern with Vance Rainey, and they said they didn't plan it that way. They barely talked to each other when they made their college commitment.
Really?
Just happened to end up at the same school in a lot of respects. Crossover Gonzalez again with the attack right at Bishop, and Adrian Gonzalez coming alive.
He's finishing everything
here
around
in this
around
half. 13.
Good grief.
Our team are at 75-65, 10-point lead. Martin hands it back to Davis. Jake Meade guarding Chase Davis. Davis going to pull up. That's going to come up short, and Gonzalez with another rebound. Back fourth we go. Crossover there in the paint. That's going to fall for Crumley once again.
Got it over Solomon Bishop. That was a tough one.
Crumley with eight. And he doesn't lead all scores, but his presence has been felt. Jenkins trying to get some going for White. And now Jonah Jenkins finally gets a deep shot. He's got four. And Brady Menham going to slow it down here from the Boomer W. Hand off to Crumley. Jenkins on him. 77-68 red. 6:20 to go. Red team with the ball. Crumley now, they're going to switch Davis onto him. Meade with Jenkins. Jake, elbow, fadeaway, got some room and knocked it down. And that one, just when it looked like White team was trying to claw back in it, that's a big shot for Jake Meade. He's got seven playing here at home. Four Boomers playing tonight. They're all playing on different teams.
That's right.
To the floor goes Gonzalez with the steal off Martin, and another big steal. Team Red with a 79-68 lead in the ball. And the Crumley-Gonzalez connection, that's about the first thing Crumley's done wrong tonight.
Yeah, lose it off there. Good defense by Bishop, who got a little bit of payback after the tough bucket by Crumley on him.
All new bodies coming back out here on the floor. Arthod, Stover, Daxon Duffy, Thad Terrell back out. Raleigh back out for Team Red. On the White side, Kamani Martin's going to stay. Jack McCoy enters. Jasper Carter back out there. Jonah Jenkins going to stay out there. And Brandon Coronado. Long two, hand in his face, just inside the three-point line, and that won't drop. Back goes Daxon Duffy for Team Red. 79-68 Red squad, 5:31 remaining. Hand back, Terrell, hand in his face, and that won't go. Rebound, Duffy taking it back up. Oh, and the bunny won't fall for him.
Could have got on the board there, wanted that one.
Here comes McCoy, head of steam, one on four, taking it at the teeth of the defense and gets it swatted by Terrell. Gutsy move by McCoy. Long pass intercepted in the back end by Jonah Jenkins.
Yeah, McCoy's not the biggest guy, so that was no fear right there.
And Jonah trying to get some points. Cornell's wide open for a wing three on the driving kick, and it won't fall for him. Would have been the assist there for Jenkins. Now Caleb Arthod will have it for Team Red. He's going to pull up in three. Looked everybody off. And another rebound by Jonah Jenkins. Got numbers. He's got a two-on-two now. He's going to, hesitation dribble, and goes up with the left hand. Won't fall. Rebound backside up and in. For Jasper Carter, who's got four. 79-70, White team hanging around with 4:38 remaining. Arthod, dipsy to move off the glass, and just when White team gets a bucket, Arthod increases that lead to 11. He's got seven on the evening. Carter, gonna pull up for three, gotta make something happen. If he gets hot, he can pull him back in it quite possibly. White team hanging around, 81-73, 4:17 to go. Arthod with the basketball. Long three, tries to answer, and he hit it. And just when White would got a little momentum, Arthod takes it away, and we're going to get some more substitutions. 4:09 remaining. One more timeout here. 84-73. Red team leads. We'll be back after this on our Classic Bowl 34 production on K101.
At Sealing State Bank, they're proud to be a community bank. Their philosophy starts with having the right staff that is experienced and understands the needs of their customers, which is why they added the Sealing State Bank mortgage branch in Woodward in 2015. So whether you're in the bank or the branch, on the phone or visiting the website, you will always find knowledgeable, courteous, and professional individuals who will help you with all your banking needs. Sealing State Bank, family owned and operated for four generations. They're proud to be a part of Classic Bowl Spotlight.
Welcome back. Here's Classic Bowl 34. Red team, coached by Coach John Hardaway of Cashin, leads the white team. Fletcher Reed from Garber, 84-73. 4:09 remaining, and this team going to try to get some scores on the floor. It'll be Jenkins, it'll be Davis, it'll be Bishop, it'll be Carter, and Lagasse for Team White. It's Rainey, it's Frazier, it's Meade, it's Crumley, it's Johnston for Team Red. And here comes Jonah Jenkins. White needing a bucket. Hand back off to Bishop. Bishop gives it to Carter. They swing it around. Jenkins hand in his face. It's his teammate's hand. The shot won't go. Jenkins follows it, though. Gets the rebound. Back out to Davis. Poked away there by Crumley. Goes out of bounds.
Those two guys have seen each other a little bit there playing against each other before.
And, you know, talking with Chase Davis, doesn't know many of these guys playing over at Kingfisher. Doesn't see a lot, especially the small school guys.
Right, right.
Jasper Carter looking for room. Fade away from the elbow. Won't fall. Another rebound by Crumley. 84-73. Jackson Crumley with the basketball. He's got eight. Crossover. Carter on him. Nowhere to go. Kicks it back out to Johnston. He's on the attack. Right hand off the glass and down. Aiden Johnston with nine. And now Jasper Carter with the basketball. His team trailing 86-73. Quick three by Davis down and comes out and goes back down.
Got the shooter's roll, Trent.
15 for Davis. Trying to keep his team hanging in with 10. Quick shot by Rainey. Oh. Goes down.
Leaned into
him. Oh, my goodness. And he was off balance and hit it. And white team can't catch a break. This is what it looks like they could get within striking distance. Jenkins with the answer for Jonah. 7. 10-point lead for Red, 2:51 remaining. Johnson guarded by Lagasse into traffic. Picks it up, flips it back out to Crumley for three, and
they're
that's
going
to go off long, and here comes Lagasse off the board. Quickly ahead to Bishop. No one's going to stop him to the rack and in. They just let him have it.
Football guys went to the dunk. Bishop's like, hold on, don't worry. We'll get there sometime.
They were asking him, and he didn't oblige. He just laid it in. He did the right thing. The right basketball move, but not for the crowd. The
That's
crowd
right.
wanted a dunk. In the corner for Meade off the mark. Rebound Davis. Team down eight. Still time. 2:17 to go. Davis attacking behind the back into traffic. Lost it off his leg. Kicks it back to Jenkins. Shot fake. Gets a better one. Three. Won't fall. Rebound Bishop. Could have taken it back up. Didn't. Step back to the free throw line and hit it anyway. And now we're going to get a timeout off that shot by Silent Bishop.
A sub.
And that's going to be Perry coming back in for Team White. So it'll be Bishop, Perry, Davis, Lagasse, and Jenkins.
And we're back.
It is now a 6-point game, under two to go. Frazier shook the defender. Three won't fall. Another chance for White, trailing by six. If this three goes down, Jenkins, he's wide open to cut it to three. It goes down for Jonah Jenkins. 10. And a huge second half for Jenkins, and it's a 3-point game.
Jenkins wasn't on the board in the first. Nice caught fire trip.
Rainey guarded by Jenkins. Gives it up now, and they're slowing it down here for Team Red. Up three with a minute 29 remaining. Johnston guarded by his teammate. Spin move in the paint, switches hands, right hand won't fall, tipped around. Crumley tries to grab it, and Meade comes away with the board. Back outside to Rainey. He's going to shoot a three. The answer goes down. Advance Rainey. Makes it, increases that lead back to six. Rainey's got 13.
Gave the Steph wiggle afterwards. Nice.
Jenkins, no dice. Over to Perry. Perry around inside. A little float shot won't go. Altered again defensively underneath by Crumley. 57 seconds remaining. Jenkins goes for the steal. Gets it. No call. He's going to pull up. Shoot it. Oh, and missed the shot. Would have cut it to three. Maybe a little too quick on the trigger. 48 seconds. Bounce pass, Johnson flips it ahead to Rainey. He's going to try it again. No good. And Crumley forces the rebound, kicks it out to Meade, back to Rainey, back to Crumley. Why not? He's hustling out there, and that won't drop. Rainey grabs it, 32 seconds remaining. And now it's They're just tossing it up out there, chucking it around with 26 seconds. Quickly ahead to Jenkins. Still time left. Jenkins off the glass. Oh, he's looking for Bishop. Wouldn't go. Rebound put back down for Perry.
Boy, that would have been about.
Perry's got 18 on the night, by the way.
If Bishop got that dunk, that would have been the coolest thing you could do in a loss.
11 seconds left. It's a four-point game with 9 to go, and Rainey going to try it. Spins around, hits the shot, didn't even stop to see if it went down. Vance had 16, and that's going to do it. Team Red and Coach John Hardaway taking down Team White and Coach Fletcher Reed. 95-88, the final. The Classic Bowl 34 brought to you by Bank 7, where their best investment is you, and Sealing State Bank, family-owned and operated for four generations. Proud to be a part of Classic Bowl 34. That's the end of the first game. Red Team takes down Team White 95-88. We'll take a break and be right back, see if we can talk to a player or two right after this on Classic Bowl 34 on K101.
Join White's Welding LLC and K101 in helping support the first annual Team Lane Poker Run. The run takes place Saturday, June 25th, and features a 115-mile route on county roads and side-by-sides, trucks, and Jeeps that all begins and ends at White's Welly. After the run, enjoy Cooper's Barbecue, axe throwing, and live music from Panhandle Dirt. Entry is $35 per player and $10 for ages 15 and under, plus a $50 registration gets you a Team Lane t-shirt until June 1st. All proceeds will go towards Team Lane, which is organized to benefit 10-year-old Lane Oaks. To donate or register, contact Nathan for more info at 580-744-0163 or email teamlane11@yahoo.com.
Your ag operation is unique, and dealing with the right lender who can think like a borrower is key when searching for an ag loan. At Bank 7, their experienced ag lenders make it easy for you to secure a variable or fixed rate real estate loan, obtain equipment or livestock lines of credit, or FSA and other government guaranteed loans. For more info, go to bank7.com or call 580-254-0100 and speak with a business lender today. Bank 7, where their best investment is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back here to Classic Bowl 34. Worst game in the books, Red Team 95, White Team 88. We're here with Vance Rady. And Vance, got a little close down the stretch. Your teammate hit some shots, but you were able to hit some big ones and showing a little bit of swagger out there.
Yes, sir. We weren't worried.
Chris,
whole game.
Is this the most important game of your life? Hold on, I think I just turned you off. Say it again.
Very well could have been. It's a 1-1 opportunity.
There you go. Now, you got a little taste of Garden Jonah. Once again, you keep doing it. Do you know his weak spots? Is that what it was?
Oh, yeah.
Your assignment was to take down Jonah Jenkins?
You didn't see him score.
I did not. That's a good point. Now, you guys listed on here, every one of you said you were the valedictorian. Who's the real valedictorian at Cashin High School?
Jonah.
Okay. So you're just trying to one-up Jonah. All right. Very well. Well, fair enough. I believe your grades are great as well. You're getting into Southwestern, correct?
Yeah.
You had a great game. Now, did you have fun out there?
I did.
Good. Are you dunking?
What? Not here. What? I can't.
Oh,
I can.
Oh, you can, but not in this match.
Not in the dunk contest.
Well, then I don't believe you.
That's fair.
All right, Vance Rady, congratulations. Getting the win in the last high school game, possibly. Oh, you got Allstate coming up there, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, Jonah has Allstate.
Oh, Jonah has Allstate. All right.
Well, a very pleasant good evening, everyone. On behalf of the 101 Classic Bowl Foundation, thank you all so very much for being here this evening. The simple purchase of a ticket will allow the 101 Classic Bowl to continue what they've been doing, quite honestly, for about three decades now, a bit over three decades. Let's do some awards here real quickly. We'll wrap things up with a scholarship presentation. Our boys' coach of the year is in his ninth season at his current school. He's logged over 16 years as a head coach. One state championship, capped off a phenomenal year this year, taking his squad to their first ever state title game in school history, winning 24 games in the process. His team only dropped six all year, with all but one to top-ranked teams. Duck no one, playing in the Tournament of Champions with a squad full of multi-sport athletes and five starters that were all state selections in at least one sport. He was able to turn a program around with a senior group that has won 87 games in 4 years and qualified for state the last three seasons, ending a 24-year drought for their school. Your Classic Bowl 34 Boys Basketball Coach of the Year from Cashin, John Hardaway. Presenting Coach Hardaway with his award, fellow Fairview native Chris Eubank and a member of the 101 Classic Bowl Board of Directors. our West, first actually West co-player of the year, could score from anywhere on the court. An absolute game changer, capable of taking over any contest. He averaged 23 points, 9 rebounds, and 3 steals a game, surpassing the 2,000 career point mark. The OBCA Class B Player of the Year, 2-time All-Region selection for all classes. He's an OCA Class B Small School West All-Stater and Oklahoman First Team All-State selection for a squad that won 73 games, went to 2 state tournaments out of the last 3 times in the school history. When asked about his talent, his coach responded, "He is quite simply the best basketball player I have ever coached." Your West, first one, West player, a co-player of the year from Tyrone, a Bobcat, Roberto Hernandez. Presenting Roberto with his award, the Director of Athletic Operations with the 101 Classic Bowl, Mr. Leland Searcy. Our second West co-player of the year also hails from the Panhandle. He was an Oklahoma Coaches Association Class 2A Small School West All-State selection and an Oklahoma Basketball Coaches All-Region selection, voted Class 2A's first team All-State by the Oklahoman as well. A walking double-double, he averaged 19 points a game, 11 rebounds, while leading his squad to a 21-win season and their 5th straight state tournament berth. This dominant force, both ends of the floor, was also a district football defensive MVP. Next year, he'll take his talents to Kansas to play basketball at Southwestern College while majoring in computer science. Our Classic Bowl 34 West co-player of the year, a Hooker Bulldog, Zach Hidalgo.
Hello, baby.
Leland Searcy once again presenting that award. Our East Player of the Year was a lone senior starter for arguably the most successful program in the state at any class. A double-digit scorer for back-to-back state champions who, despite graduating every starter, was able to storm through the state tournament while only losing one game the entire year. This sharpshooter was a clutch marksman, 58% from the floor, 42% from deep, en route to an OCA Large School West for a All-State honor. He ended his high school career in the state tournament. He averaged 13 a game and was selected the 4A State Tournament MVP. Next season, he'll torch the Nets, Division II Randall University. Our East Player of the Year, Kingfisher Yellow Jacket, Chase Davis. Presenting Chase with his award, Gregory Frazier, longtime member of the 101 Classic Bowl Board of Directors. Simply put, our Classic Bowl 34 Boys Basketball Scholarship winner is described as reliable, responsible, and hardworking. In the classroom, he's pretty stout, a perfect grade point, scored a 30 on the ACT, but obviously there's more to our winner than just academics. He has a passion for community service, a role model, always eager to take a leadership role, leading by example. He's a dandy basketball player too, but he always finds time to volunteer anytime there is a need. Your 2022 Classic Bowl 34 Mike Mitchell Memorial Boys Basketball Scholarship winner, a Woodward Boomer, Peyton Hughes. Presenting Peyton with his award, Mike's son Jarrett and his 2 sons, London and Lakin. What'd I do?
It's a boy and a girl.
Oh, 2 daughters, a daughter and a son. There we go.
What is the hole for? Mom, what is the hole for?
Peyton, hold on just a second. Peyton, I need your attention, okay? The Classy Bowl has always been a family affair. Your grandparents are here tonight, Boyd and Nelwyn Hughes. They are celebrating their 60th anniversary tonight. Actually, it's the sixth time they've watched a grandkid participate in the Classic Bowl over the years. What do you say? Let's bring them down and they can celebrate with you. Boyd, Nelwyn, come on down. Peyton and his grandparents, Boyd and Nelwyn. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, thank you so very, very much for being here tonight in the support of the 101 Classic Bowl Foundation with boys basketball. We invite you back to Woodward come Saturday afternoon, huge parade in downtown Woodward, and then the granddaddy of them all, the greatest high school all-star extravaganza that there is. 101 Classic Bowl 34, Boomer Stadium, Saturday evening, 7:30 kick. Thank you all once again for being here. God bless you all.
And that was a great CJ Montgomery and spearheading this entire thing along with Mike Mitchell. And that's why they named the scholarship the Mike Mitchell Scholarship. As you just heard, Peyton Hughes taking that home for the Woodward Boomers. As Peyton is, an exceptional student and the Woodward Student Citizen of the Year. And no one more deserving than Peyton taking that home tonight with his grandparents.
Yeah, that was special. Getting to see, 60 years of marriage, that's incredible. And, Peyton Trent on the court was the sixth man this year, really, for the most part. Did step into some star roles because of injuries, but talk about a senior leader. He took that role in stride. When Woodward needed a basket, he was a spark.
And we're going to take a break, come right back. Also, congratulations, Roberto Hernandez, Zach Hidalgo, co-West Players of the Year, and then Chase Davis taking home that East crown. We'll be back right this. Game number two coming up after this. Don't go anywhere. We've got a fun one coming up right after this. We got a couple West Co-Players of the Year squaring off against each other. It's Classic Bowl 34 on K101.